All right. What's going on, guys? And welcome to a new episode of the Real Fitness Show. You guys know it's the only show where we talk about what fitness really is, how you can use it, and how it can really, really improve your life. Today I want to talk about something that happened really recently. If you've been following me for a while, if you've been listening to this podcast or following the Real Fitness or any of our platforms, you would know by now that I am probably the antithesis of restrictive eating. I preach flexible dieting. I preach flexible eating, and I believe that that's the best way to go. Not only because it gives you the flexibility to live like a human being and to be sociable and to go out and enjoy life, but also because I think it's the healthiest way to have a good relationship with food. I think that restrictive dieting can have its place and its moment if you're trying to compete, if you're prepping for something specific, but as a strategy for your life, it's just something that's going to leave you in a bad place and most likely is going to help you develop some really bad habits when it comes to nutrition mindset and your relationship with food. So I've always been completely opposed to it. But this is the thing. I did a photo shoot early this week. Some new projects that we're preparing for my business, and I had to do this photo shoot. And honestly, I wanted to make it as if I was competing for a show, right? I wanted to see what my peak would look like, and how good could I actually look like, even if it was for just a couple of days. Okay, I knew that I didn't want to maintain this level of preparation for a long time. I just wanted to get to the photo shoot date, be as shredded as possible, and then get back to my flexible eating and my healthy body fat percentage. Now, there's a couple of things going on here. When you see competitors, when you see people doing like photo shoots and stuff like that, they get down to body fat percentage that look really well, but that are not healthy. And let me explain you this. Once you get below 10% body fat, it's not healthy anymore. Your body needs fat. Like that's just a fact. And your body performs better and your body feels better when you are over 10% body fat because it has enough energy storage to do multiple things. The problem is that the way the fitness industry is, the way some objectives and some goals are, many people go into these phases where they're going to be below 10% body fat. And let me tell you something. It doesn't matter what you see on the internet. It doesn't matter what you see on YouTube. It doesn't matter what you see on the influencers or the models or whatever. No one stays below 10% body fat the whole year unless they take in something or unless they're competing the whole year. That's you can maintain a level of sacrifice if you're super disciplined and you have a goal, but no one is, or at least I don't know anyone who maintains a lower than 10% body fat through the entire year. You see, leave, and you see, like, you don't feel good when you're below 10% body fat. And I'm gonna do a whole different podcast talking about all the truth about being lowering body fat and why. When we talk about healthy body fat levels, we're always talking about 10 up to 15% body fat. That's where your body really thrives. But that's a topic for a different day. So getting back to the story, I hired a coach. I did talk about this last week on our podcast, and I hired a prep coach. Like he's a bodybuilder. He does competitions. He's an old friend of mine. I know and trust him a lot because I know he knows his stuff. And I was like, listen, I wanna prepare myself like if I was gonna go on stage. I want to get to the craziest physique that I can, and I'm not gonna maintain it. Like I'm not looking to maintain that, because otherwise there was some other chemicals into the conversation that I was not gonna get into. So I was like, I just want to get to that point where I look incredible, even if it's just for a couple hours, just to do the photo shoot. And then I'm gonna get back just because I want to see what it is like. Just because I love to study and to test different methods, and you will see me trying out a lot of different workout methods and dieting methods just to know what it is and just to see which things I can utilize for myself and for my clients. So I just went into it and I went heads forward. Okay, heads first. And I was like, okay, just tell me what to do and I'll do it. And at the beginning, we kind of like play around with carb cycling. We play around with a huge calorie deficit. But as the weeks, as the photo shoot was approaching, we started to restrict more and more and more and more. And it came to the point where during the last week of my preparation, I didn't eat a single gram of carbs in the entire week. I didn't eat a single gram of vegetables in the entire week. I ate five things, okay, which were chicken, beef, eggs and egg whites in the morning, blueberries before going to workout, and protein shakes. That was all I ate for an entire week. Before that, I still had a really strict diet. It wasn't that strict, but I would say on a pretty strict diet for about 6 weeks, and an ultra incredible, out of the blue, strict diet for a week. And I just wanna come here and tell you what happened and how I felt and what's my take on these kind of diets. Now, I want to give credit when credit is earned. And the reality is that I did look incredible for the photo shoot. Like, I think that's probably the best shape of my life for that photo shoot. But also, I know it's something artificial. I know it's something that, again, it literally lasted for a day. Like, I was in the best shape of my life on Monday. And then on Tuesday, I was on pace to get back to where I was. And a week after, I'm again, most likely around where I was 7 weeks ago. Like, I lost everything in like a week. Why and how is this? Well, the reality about restrictive dieting is that, listen, it works. Like, it really works. It's going to give you results. And if it didn't work, no one would even consider restrictive dieting because it's hard as fuck. And I'm sorry I'm cursing, but like, I that was one of the toughest weeks on my life because I love to eat. You guys know me. I'm the kind of guy who would just sit down and don't stop eating. And I'm a foodie and I love eating different things. And the fact that I couldn't even put oil on the pan to do my chicken or to use salt or to use a lot of different things, it was painful and it was hard and I hated every single second of it. And my girlfriend can tell you, I was going to bed every single night anxious. I was having crazy cravings. I was feeling bad. Like, honestly, I was mentally, it was super tough. Psychologically, it was super tough. And after the second day, I started with this like terrible headaches that would not stop for the entire day. And it took 3 or 4 days after I stopped dieting to actually get rid of those headaches. I was feeling weak. I was having problems going to the bathroom. I was not feeling okay. I was just not. Now, my body was getting the results. Yeah, I was dropping fat like a maniac. And if you take a look at the pictures, I do look incredible. I think I look incredible. You probably look at me like, hey, Eric, he's a fire, like, whatever. Right? But like, no. But I think that was actually the best shape of my life. But was it worth it? It was worth it because it was a project that I wanted to do. It was something I wanted to test out. I would most likely never do that again. Like, that was super tough. And I think that was just not a good idea health-wise. I think it really messed with my health. And I really don't think it's worth it to be that low of a body fat percentage unless you have a really clear goal. Obviously, if you gotta compete, then you gotta do what you gotta do, right? If you take a look at the ultra runner, the ultra marathon runners who are just, I don't know, running 80 miles per day, That's not healthy. That's literally not healthy. But that's what you need to do in order to be an elite ultra distance runner. Like, that's what you gotta do. If you take a look at the elite athletes working out 3-4 times per day, that's not healthy. Like, let me tell you that's not healthy. They're beating out their joints and they're beating out their muscles and they're beating out their bodies. But that's what they need to do in order to become elite. Like, there's a difference between going for performance and going for health. What you're gonna do to get healthier is not the same thing that you're gonna do to be the best in the world in X, Y, and Z. And you need to understand the difference. And that's the problem that I see a lot of times when people just go on YouTube and they research for their favorite bodybuilder, the favorite fitness influencer, and they're prepping for a competition or something, and they're doing, oh, this is what I'm eating, and they're restricting themselves a lot. And people look at that and are like, oh, so I need, in order to be in shape, I need to restrict myself. No. In order to be in shape, you need to eat healthy, you need to be flexible, you need to understand how to use food and not being used by it. Now, if you have a goal in mind, a performance goal, and that performance can be physique competition, it can be a marathon, it can be competing in any sport, that's a whole different animal. And you get at the end of the day, you get to train and you get to eat for your goal. And I get that, and I'm telling you, after this experience, I have the most incredible amount of respect for the bodybuilders. Because, guys, this shit is hard. It's psychologically super hard. And if you don't have a clear why, it's going to be almost impossible. So I did it because I have a super big why. And I was this project that I've been working for a long time. And that was like the end of the project is to do the photo shoot. So there was no way I was going to quit. That didn't make it easy. So I just think about all those bodybuilders who are doing this year after year after year after year, and I just have the biggest amount of respect. But for the majority of you and me, the majority of the time, where our goal is simply to look good, feel good, and have a healthy lifestyle, restrictive dieting is probably one of the worst things in the world. Like, literally, one of the worst things in the world. You're going to feel bad, you're gonna have crazy cravings, you're gonna feel anxious, you're gonna feel nervous, you're gonna feel like crap, literally. Like, if you do that correctly, you're gonna feel like crap. And the worst thing that I see all the time is when people do restricted dieting, but they do it wrong. So they would restrict diet for 4, 5, 6, 7 days, and then they just binge eat because they cannot take it anymore. It's like, brother, you just spend a week suffering, like literally suffering, and you're not even going to get the results because you messed that up. So the moral of the story is, don't do a restrictive diet. Just don't. Because on top of that, like I mentioned, like I would consider myself someone who's been healthy, someone who's been in shape and fit for a long time, right? And you would say, oh, maybe he did this and he was able to maintain it for a decent amount of time, and he was just slowly getting back to where he was. No, none of that. 1 week after, I'm back where I started 6 or 7 weeks ago, just because I couldn't or didn't want to maintain that level of restriction. It's just that, like, when you get down to those body fat percentages, when you get below 10%, when you get below, maybe not 10%, but when you get below 8 or 7% body fat, that's when it's like super, super hard to keep on dropping body fat, and you gain it like, I don't know, in just a second. Like, you eat a toast and you get a, like, that's not accurate, but you know what I mean, right? You get back up super, super freaking quick. So my advice to you is to never follow a restrictive diet approach. Never. Unless you want to compete in bodybuilding, unless you're competing in any sport, like we said. In those cases, if you're competing, if you have a goal and you have a coach that's telling you, listen, we gotta get to this point by this time, and this is what we need to do. Then you get back to the episode that I shared with you last week, and you listen to your coach, and you do whatever he or she tells you, okay? Because you gotta be teachable, you gotta be coachable. But if your goal is not to perform at one specific date, it's just to be healthy, to tone up, to lose fat, to build muscle, to feel better, to look great. If that's your goal, and your coach is telling you that you need to use this restrictive dieting approach, this is your permission to don't listen to your coach. That's the only time when I'm giving you permission not to listen to your coach. Because it means that your coach didn't understand what your goal really is. Or maybe they don't know better. Maybe they're just like a prep coach. They're just being like coaching competitors all their life. And they just think everyone should be treated like that. But you do not need a restrictive approach if you're just trying to create a healthier lifestyle. You do not need a restrictive approach if you're just trying to feel better and look better. Because you can achieve that by just having a better approach, by just having a more consistent approach, by having a structure. I'm not saying that you can still eat whatever you want, whenever you want, and in the amounts that you want. That would be naive for my part. Because that's what got you into the position where you want to make a change. So obviously that's not the path to success. But taking a handful of foods and saying this is all you're gonna eat, and completely eliminating like groups of foods, that's definitely not the way to go. You can get great results by eating anything you want as far as you know how to use it. As far as you're actually eating on a calorie deficit, you're actually doing some resistant training and getting some muscles going, you're getting healthy habits going, getting your structure back, being consistent, you can get results. And you won't have to suffer. Because I get it. Like, people try restrictive dieting because they think it's the only way to go. And it's super freaking painful. And they're like, man, this is not for me. I don't care how unhealthy I am. I'm not going through this. And being healthy is never going to be my thing. Because they think this is the only way. But I'm telling you, it ain't. It's the only situation where you should use a restricted dieting approach. Again, I'm going to leave you with this, is if you're prepping for a specific event where you need to perform. Otherwise, just ditch that. That's my permission to you. So hopefully that was helpful. So hopefully that was insightful. And I'm telling you that again. I don't think I'm ever going to do this again. I might. You guys can quote me on this episode if I do this again next year or 2 years from now, 3 years from now. But right now, it's not on my mind to do it ever again. So that was the episode for this week. You probably realize that we're releasing a little more episodes per week. Now I'm going to try to give you guys a little bit of an inside look into some of the content that we're posting on our different of our social media accounts, because I think it's valuable. I think it can help you out. So it's going to be smaller pieces of content, normally under 10 minutes, so you can just listen to it whenever you just, I don't know, going out the escalator or whatever, and get some value out of that. So let me know on your comments. I really appreciate always when you guys comment on the show. If you guys like that, if you don't like that, whatever, we're always open to hear criticism and to try to improve this show, because like you guys know, we don't run any ads to this. We don't try to monetize this in any way. It's just a way for me to give back to you guys, to the real fitness community, and to just try to help you have a better lifestyle and a more healthy lifestyle, so you guys can impact those around you. And one of the ways on how you can impact those around you, you guessed it, sharing this episode to someone who might benefit from it. So with that being said, I'm gonna go ahead and start working on some client work that I have this afternoon. And I'll catch you on the flip side next week on the next episode of The Real Fitness Show. Take care.